Welcome to your heavenly refuge, a space to unwind your mind, slow down your rhythm, and fill your whole body up with inspiration.
Dreaming with open eyes, being in another world. Don't know what's truth or lie, all these stories that you've heard. Having difficulties to speak, because they seem so far away. It is time to be awake, got important things to say.
This podcast will nourish you with the stories from beautiful creators and entrepreneurs who have already made a change in their lives using their gifts to walk their talk. Welcome again. My name is Oyana Galordual, yoga teacher and wellness consultant, enthusiastic about bringing the stories of people who share their unique blueprints with the world. Today in Ibiza Refuge for Dreamers, we talk about regenerative wellness with Lara Davis. Lara is the founder and director of Ibiza Retreats. She's a visionary, holistic leadership mentor who began Ibiza Retreats in 2007 to offer integrated wellness retreats for all ages, levels, and needs. She trained as a clinical yoga therapist with the distinct aspiration of bridging the gap between the medical, physical, and esoteric worlds. She is a Yoga Alliance certified yoga teacher, NLP master practitioner, and holistic life coach who has written for Yoga Magazine and Natural Health, amongst other publications, and was a wellness editor of Psychologist magazine. She founded Ibiza Retreats here on the island, having experienced that Ibiza has its own magic and its own unique healing frequency. For 12 years, Lara co-directed Ibiza Retreats alongside Susie Howell, and together they developed and expanded their formula for transformative retreats, incorporating the teachings of a team of world-class teachers, healers, and holistic therapists to offer the most inclusive and accessible programs and becoming leaders in their field. Welcome, Lara. How are you?
Hello, Oyana. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Before we dive deep into the topic of regenerative wellness, I usually start by asking my guest to share an event that changed the direction of their lives. What would you like to share with us today?
Can I be very cheeky and share two?
Sure.
So the first was in 1999. Is it 1999 or 2000? I think it was 2000. Yes, it was. So I was living and studying between Mexico and New York. And I'd begun studying psychology, and I moved to studying global Spanish and what we now would really call kind of a social anthropology, mostly of how the indigenous peoples and their cultures and their wisdom was suppressed over many, many centuries throughout the Americas. I'm half American. And that year, 2000, I had finished my time studying in Mexico. I was fully in love with Mexico and the vibe there. I was already in love with Ibiza and the vibe there. And I came back to New York. I'm half New York, and my mother was born there. And my guy friends then were launching the clubs and restaurants all over the Hamptons in New York City. It's very Sex and the City era. And yet, in Mexico, I'd already been seeking. I'd been seeking because I was hit by a car when I was 14, which meant I couldn't walk properly for a year and a half at the time of our lives when we most want to start to spread our wings and be free. And so when I could walk again, actually going raving helped me walk again because I learned to walk through dancing which, as we know here in Ibiza, is one of our most beloved forms of expression and has really had a renaissance with ecstatic dance. And when we're really dancing, we're really breathing. And breathwork has also had a big renaissance in Ibiza in the last years. And as we've also been seeing and feeling, the music for dance has now transitioned not just into and out of the clubs and the caves and the private parties through all generations. Now the generations are dancing together. And actually, it's the music from the medicine music world which is bringing most of us to dance together in community. And so this year, in 2000, I'd met a beautiful man on the beach in Mexico, in Tulum. This is in 2000, 24 years ago. And my sister was like, what are you doing? He's got two kids. The fact is, I'd been seeking ever since I began recovering from the car crash. I'd had to start healing my back. I'd had to deal with all sorts of emotional traumas as well. And so this incident was actually part of two. One was meeting someone on the beach in Mexico with his sons, where I felt drawn to connect with him through frequency. And my sister was like, what are you doing? He's got two kids with him. His wife must be somewhere. And I said, but it's not about that. I just know I have to connect with them. And his six-year-old son looked up at me and said, my mom puts white light through people. What do you do? And I thought, bingo. So long story short, we hung out in Tulum and we swam in cenotes. And he then suggested I live with his ex-wife and children in New York, because I was going back to New York and I was going to help some of my guy friends, these ones who are running all the clubs and restaurants, the hip and happening scene. And she really was a white light healer. She was a visionary and she was part of the vanguard of creative visualization. And she had a whole greenhouse full of crystals on the brownstone we were living in on Waverly Place in downtown Manhattan. And meanwhile, I would walk six blocks up Fifth Avenue. My guy friends asked me to help them manage their restaurant. And it was the sort of thing you'd see on the show Sex and the City back in the 90s. Paris Hilton running around in a negligee, little baths full of champagne for people to jump into, but no one could get in. It was the whole VIP scene at its kind of, what's the word, most pivotal point in time. And I was like, what am I doing here this year? Because meanwhile, I was living with a woman who said, you want to do more yoga? I said, I need to do more yoga for my back. Because I've been practicing yoga already since the age of 20 to heal my spine. And I went with her to the Chelsea Hotel, which was still part of the whole Studio 54 era. We went up to the seventh floor, came out, and ended up in an ashram. I had my yoga mat under my arm because I'd been practicing yoga in London and in New York, and it was very asana-based, very postural, very physical. And this was a kirtan. Now, we have kirtans all over Ibiza. We have singing circles all over Ibiza, all over the world. And I could feel this love, this pure love frequency. So the second incident was this entering into an ashram in a completely unexpected way. Again, feeling the call, saying yes because it felt right. And her guru, it turned out, was in town. Baba Ganapati. This is, again, the year 2000. And so everyone was singing Jyoti Jyoti, Om Namah Shivaya. Someone was playing a harmonium. There were maybe 70, 80 people in there from all over New York, and people had flown in. When Baba came in, his eyes were so full of love, it looked like he was about to cry, and my heart immediately opened. And I felt like, wow, who is this person? He sees me. And I felt seen and heard and held. I felt completely connected to myself and the people I was with. It was the first time in my life, beyond raving, that I'd felt a palpable frequency field of pure love and connection. It was tribe, it was home, it was pure. And the minute he began speaking, I felt like he was speaking to me personally. And then when he completed his first talk with everyone, we went up to receive a blessing and he blessed me with a Shaktipat. And I know that there are many accelerated forms of awakening and quote-unquote enlightenment which are available now for the quote-unquote consumer. And I have no judgment about this. There's a great awakening going on. We're all here to be part of this. This for me was the year 2000 and I was 23 years old. And I'd been seeking for truth. I'd been seeking for connection. I'd been seeking for an inroad to source, God, heart. And when I received the Shakti power, I received this divine uprising of energy. And then my mind switched off and I came into my heart fully for a week. It was a complete blur. It was as if my whole life was turned upside down. So these two incidents were one, this yes connection with someone in Tulum, which led me to then, with his ex-wife, go on a journey here, which began the journey to regenerative wellness, which I'm here living today.
When did you come to Ibiza?
I came to Ibiza for the first time when I was 17. So that was 30 years ago. And I came to dance and be free. I came to explore and adventure. I came to connect and release. I came to connect to myself and the magic of the nature here and the people. I went completely off-piste. I left my friends and I found myself in villas in the hills, full of people and creatures and characters who were truly expressing themselves. So I feel that Ibiza is a place that opens our hearts in many ways. She keeps asking us to get out of our heads. When we're in our heads too much, we can feel completely scrambled here. She calls us to find ways to ground, to connect with nature, to have rituals and practices which really connect us with a sense of purpose, passions, pleasure, all of it, in a way which is more synchronistic than following your typical timeline. And I'm half New Yorker and I also had a business in London, so I followed a lot of timelines fast. But to really answer this question, that experience in New York City brought me to question, what am I really here for? And this is what we have found over 17 years of running retreats in Ibiza, is this is one of the biggest questions that people have is, who am I and what am I really here for? Because once we really can start to come into the essence of who we are and find that we can love ourselves, accept ourselves and be compassionate enough to embrace all the parts of ourselves that we've judged before, we can start to relax more into the moment and into life's unfolding. And from here, our purpose can start to really reveal itself.
You touched now briefly on purpose. What guided you to create a retreat company on the island?
Again, this goes back to being hit by a car so young and all of the conventional medicine. I didn't want to take the pills. There was nothing that classical medicine could offer me. And physiotherapy then was very one-dimensional. And I was seeking to heal myself. I wanted to feel free. And I wanted the keys back. I wanted to be able to sit in one position for more than 20 seconds. I wanted to feel balanced and whole. And so I began from the age of 15, 16, not just raving, but seeking ways to feel healthy and whole in myself. And this took me into many different forms of alternative medicine straight away. So by the time I was in my late teens, Oriana, I was already with Chinese medicine and yoga. And nature. Nature was my biggest reconnector. And I went on to live in London like many people do from the countryside. They go to live in the cities, but always on a Sunday, I would try to find nature and reconnect.
In Ibiza, like the energies are so intense and also now all over the planet. We were mentioning before astrology and all the events that are happening lastly. So this makes us this makes the need for us to really feel grounded. And yoga for me has been a very important way to feel so during the last years. I hear that for you has been like a very important healing tool, and also now you have the opportunity to offer it for people on the retreats.
So it's very interesting because yoga, yes, it's I think it's the first portal that people have felt safe with to explore on retreats. It's been with us for thousands of years. It popularized, and the Western world took it on to be a very movement-based practice. And what we share on the retreats and always have done is not just yoga, but meditation, breath work, somatic coaching, many forms of transformational journeying, let's say, to know ourselves better. Because yoga in its essence is about union. It's about understanding how to synergize, feeling, embodying a synergy of mind, body, spirit. Spirit being what travels on the breath, or as we say in Spanish, inspiración. And then there are the different forms of transformational breath work, which we offer in the evenings. But most of all, we also have cultivated the ways to create the container for people to feel safe in themselves and grounded in themselves. And this is the most important part of the beginning of all our retreats, events and experiences. Whether we're taking a team or a collective of up to 100 people on a journey of a half day or a full day, could be at Tierra Iris, it could be with Juntos. The first thing we're doing is helping to create a safe container, and we do that by grounding. Taking off our shoes, connecting with the earth, with a guided visualization and breath and physical somatic awareness. And within 10 breaths, we can land and we can ground. And when we do it together, as we all know, this creates a much stronger field.
I'd love that the audience can get a feeling of how it feels to be in one of those retreats. Maybe, but a little bit later, I'd love that you kind of walk us through the day in one of those retreats. Before that, I want to go also a little bit more personal and ask you, what made you realize the importance of creating these containers where people can feel safe and reset?
So I'm going to link this back again to the second pivotal moment we talked about, which is where I felt really unconditional service from a place of heartfelt love from the guru who was in front of me. And I believe our guru is us. It's also Mother Nature. It's who we are. And I also believe and feel that our teacher is in front of us, that our teachers present themselves in every moment. And so to create this container, we offer a space for people to feel welcome wherever they're from, whatever level they perceive themselves to be at. We always have pre-calls with people, or at least the group leader if we're welcoming a large group, for a private retreat journey, to really get a feel of what people's wishes, needs and expectations are, known and unknown, mentally, physically, emotionally, and as much as we can spiritually. So we always do our best to have a real map of who's coming. So as we launch our May retreat in a week's time, for example, I'm having an intake call with every person who comes, as well as pre-planning meetings and connections with the team, so that our whole team, from our incredible director chef, Erica Tangari, to yes, to Paola and Marco of Hakamaya, who are our house hosts, to those who are the background hosts, to those who are in the gardening team, to those who are our wellness co-hosts, to Marielle Whitman, who's co-facilitating. Everybody starts to become part of an integrated whole, because each of us is one pole in the teepee. And when we can align each of our intentions around the themes arising for the group as a whole, we all are able to raise the energy together.
In Ibiza Refuge for Dreamers, we delved deep into the world of regeneration with Rory Spowers. We talked about the different areas of regeneration, health and community and food. It's the first time I hear it in a wellness context. Would you talk more about this?
And it's really interesting you're saying it like this, because you're asking again about how it began with Ibiza retreats. And it was because for me, Ibiza offers something which is really special, that the people who had created locations for retreats here on the island, especially 15 to 20 years ago when we began, have really done this with all of their heart and soul and economy. It wasn't like it's been in the last 5 years where there's been a lot of external capital or, you know, inputs from the high-tech world. This is before then. And Ibiza is a very humbling place to grow, which is also why I feel regenerative wellness begins with the location being deeply connected and in service to the regeneration of the land wherever we're holding the retreat. So this year we're introducing conscious composting to reconnect with the reverence to Mother Earth, of how we receive from her, eat from her, and need to give back to her. And we want to be playful about it. If we're going to create change and be the change, we've got to feel that it's fun, right? So wonderful Erica Tangari is directing all the cuisine on both our group and our private retreats with her amazing team of soul method chefs. We're working with amazing organizations like Tierra Viva and Juntos, sourcing the finest locally grown organic regenerative produce, because we really want to inspire as many retreat organizations all over Ibiza, and especially those coming and bringing their groups from outside the island, to encourage all chefs and all wellness experiences to live it. Because how can it be truly vital if these are blueberries and strawberries flown in from Peru and encased in plastic? We've got to be embodying what's real and what's local. And this also goes back into the relocalization of our economy, because it does take blood, passion, everything to grow things here in Ibiza. Organizations, beautiful locations. I've had 2 retreat locations here in Ibiza that we created. And of course, our team, because this island asks us to give it all. And Tanit, the goddess of the island, she's a mover and a shaker, and she shakes us to our core and keeps humbling us. She asks us to be real, more and more real. And so all of the teachers and the therapists and the musicians and the artists that we work with have really paid their dues here in Ibiza and also made commitments to give back. So for many years, people have come to the island to seek, to find, and to leave. I'm not quite sure what behind. So this year, we're really bringing in conscious recycling, conscious upcycling, conscious composting, conscious water usage, and a lot of playfulness with all of this. We begin every morning barefoot, saying thank you to the earth and with the grounding. We complete at sunset before the evening experiences with a giving back of the compost from the day. So we're reconnecting with Mother Nature's rhythms and cycles, and we operate with the circadian rhythms of the season and with seasonal produce, because we are nature and nature is us. And the more we can come back to our natural way of being and living, the more we can be real, the more we can listen to our divine intelligence, which is always, always connected to the intelligence of the greater good of the whole.
I heard you talking about different things. Let's go step by step. Let's talk, first of all, if you feel like, about the locations where you host these retreats, because you collaborate with different communities, different organizations like Tierra Iris, Juntos, Jeremia. What is what makes you choose one location or the other?
So we have different types of retreats. So I'm gonna simplify this now. We used to have 2 retreat centers with 50 retreats a year before COVID. And as we let the second one go during COVID time, I really was asking for guidance from the universe, from source, from spirit. Show me how we can touch as many people as possible, give as many people as possible from all different backgrounds and all age groups, different forms of reawakening connection to what helps them feel happy, healthy, and harmonious. So we are also developing family regenerational family retreats to launch at the end of the year. We have our group retreats. We have four group retreats in Ibiza. And these are the transformational wellness and the holistic leadership retreats. The transformational wellness are called Revitalize. And the embodying soul consciousness, which I've run with also with Zoran and with amazing Stephanie Canavasio. She and I are really bringing this into an embodiment approach this year. These are where individuals can book in from all over the world. So we have a very international group of people who come as individuals. Then there are the private retreats, and these we can run and with the corporate and with the leadership retreats for groups and for forums in other locations like Sermita, like Casgassi Agroturismo, like Agua Madera. We choose the locations to work with where we all share similar values, Oyana, around the regenerative principles, and where, just like with Hakamaya, where we have our core group retreats, I feel that we are genuinely family. We're all in this together with a great devotion for our island's regeneration as an island as a whole. With beautiful places like Juntos and Cherry Iris, it is enabling us to reach wider audiences and larger groups of people for shorter experiences. So these are more like half day and one day events and experiences for seeding awareness. And these can be for hundreds of people at a time, where we move between regenerative experiences, planting, connecting feet and hands in the earth with music and movement and amazing regenerative produce and cuisine. So this is to also give a little bit of a differentiation. We offer 1 day, 3 day and 6 day journeys now.
So you offer a lot of experiences tailored for the groups coming, exactly, or for the guests coming, because I understand that it can also be a retreat for a single person or for a couple.
For families, yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned the Ibiza retreats, regenerative wellness principles. Which are they?
So to bring it into a simple triangle, Holy Trinity, we feel that it's all about reconnection to ourself, which we've been practicing through the wellness journeys, and which, quote unquote, the wellness industry is preferring and is growing rapidly with. But we see that there's also a big gap between wellness travel and conscious and responsible travel. What does this mean? It means that there are many hotels and places and spaces that also have jumped on the bandwagon and want to offer all sorts of wellness experiences because they can see that people need it and there's an appetite for it. But they're still using plastics, they're still using produce which is not organically farmed, which is genetically modified, which is even toxic for people. And our mission, again, is to relocalize, to create regenerative circular economy, which is also so much better for our island and encourages a conscious usage of water, a conscious usage of produce, of quality rather than quantity, and that is also consciously working with our incredible world-class teachers, healers, facilitators who are also giving back to Ibiza whilst living here. So in a Holy Trinity, it's connection with self, connection with Mother Earth and our island, and connection with each other, because again, it's about community. The experience of being in community through the retreat experience that helps this feeling of, again, coming back to feeling seen and heard in a heartfelt way where we can be ourselves and express ourselves and relax our nervous systems into a deeper place of connection and co-creativity. And every retreat event and experience that we offer starts with this, a grounding into Mother Earth, this connection, and our parasympathetic nervous system where we can rest.
Holding people in safe containers, and all kinds of people can be from a businessman to a yoga teacher to a someone working in the health industry, whoever feels the call to just connect deeper to themselves, to nature, to others, can book a retreat or get in touch with you.
Yes, and we're seeing a really big increase in doctors coming and bringing their daughters and sons, in mental health care specialists, psychotherapists coming, especially onto the holistic leadership and the revitalized retreats, and then booking their daughters in and their families. And with holistic leadership, we've also seen that there's been a big gap of people coming to do, first of all, the work on themselves, then bringing this into their organizations and teams, and then saying about how can I bring this into my most intimate relationships and families. And this is where the pleasure principles come in. So this for us is a big part of regenerative wellness. It's also regenerational, is how can we bring this into our home life? How can we have more fun? How can we have more playful experiences? So our retreats have three components. The beginning is all about creating the safe container. Then it's about transformation and alchemy. Then we come out for integration and celebration. And we also offer holistic consultancy. So we're doing more and more work with amazing, inspiring people, creating regenerative retreats and well-being centers around the world, and also developing their own retreat programs here in Ibiza, where we have the richest pot of sound healers and therapists and teachers and facilitators, where we can do deep trauma healing work all the way through to ecstatic dances, paddleboarding underneath the stars and the moon, guided blindfold hikes up to clifftop meditations, equine therapy, deep resonance gong baths. And I just would love to come back again to the simplicity of the nature here. There is so much on offer that over the years we've simplified and simplified also, because we feel that everyone is so overstimulated. On all our retreats, we seek to focus on every individual being seen, heard and held, and feeling that they've got the permission to just rest if they need to. Because this is what we're all feeling right now, is retreat. As Paulo Coelho says in his book, The Sacred Journey of the Peaceful Warrior, the peaceful warrior knows when to retreat. Question is, do you?
Let's come back to the family retreats concept. It's something that I feel is very innovative, and I'd love that you talk more about that.
So I started to develop this with a beautiful organization called Sonia in Costa Rica, and we're continuing to develop this here in Ibiza through Ibiza Retreats and in collaboration with other amazing beings, which we'll share more about on our website and social soon. But again, we saw that there was a gap where people wanted to be able to take more time for themselves, but with their families. And so the programming that we have been developing, and we're going to be case studying and launching throughout November, December in Ibiza, organically, is that in the morning the parents go off for their own programming, the children and teenagers for their morning journeys, which always will involve movement, self-development, mindfulness, different experiences, regenerational healing work, especially for the parents, reparenting ourselves. And the beauty then is that we have guides as well for the kids, so that everyone can then have brunch, lunch in our own age group eating spaces where we can stay relaxed and then refreshed come back together as families in the early afternoon for playtime. It creates a co-creative incubator with the one that we've already trialed, where the kids start to lead the way because they also feel seen and heard and respected. When they're external facilitators to their parents, the parents start to relax back because they're resting into a sense of tribe and community. So the kids have more space to express themselves. And the evening experiences, the first, the middle and the last, are pre-created within the journey, leaving four afternoon evenings for the kids and the parents to co-create and choose different experiences, either as individual families or to co-create for the retreat as a whole. Every afternoon there can be treatments and therapies like on our transformational wellness retreats. What we've discovered is less is more because our children are so full of ideas, and when they're really given the space and the parents are rested enough and relaxed enough in order to be able to really bear witness, the children become the magicians and magic happens.
Are you also making containers for fathers to come with their sons or mothers to come with their daughters?
Yeah. So we are launching this as family retreat as a whole. So whether you are two-parent family, co-parenting, I am no longer with my children's father, not since 4 years. And this is huge on our island. We have such a woven network and community that without this, I wouldn't be able to be the mother that I am and to be the Lara that I am. And out there, we need to be able to support each other and to be able to be real. So absolutely, Oyana, people can come, whether they're two fathers, two mothers, single parenting, solo parenting, three people parenting, because our mission is also to really expand this conscious community globally so that there can be more and more bridges between different regenerative communities and retreats where people can go as families in accessible ways in order to be able to continue to learn and grow regeneratively, always in contact with nature, always with contact with animals as part of the experiences, always with some planting and this really important awareness of the whole cycle of life, of our food, where it comes from, how it nourishes us, how we give back, so that there is this ongoing weaving again between the Holy Trinity of caring for self, each other, and Mother Earth.
Are you making a space on those retreats for rites of passage also for boys and or girls?
So we feel that this is a separate and complementary program, and we've been beginning to discuss with incredible members of our community, including Jack from Sacred Sons and other amazing luminaries from within our communities here in Ibiza, to generate these programs as well. My son has turned 13 this year, and so I've been in constant conversations with different parents, with wisdom keepers, to explore how we can blend some of the ancient ways and designs with what is really necessary now. Because for any parents of teenagers, we all know that there is an inner battle between the screens and the outer world, which we don't want it to be a battle anymore. We want to find ways that the experiences that we can provide for them, or that we could ignite others to provide, are going to challenge our teenagers to grow and expand their horizons in ways which are going to encourage them to keep looking beyond the screen and back to each other. So again, we are in uncharted waters here. We'd love people to keep inputting and letting us know what you feel you need for your families and your children, because we are beginning the case studies this autumn winter to launch in 2025.
And would you walk us through a day in one of your retreats?
So we're going to walk through a day in the Revitalize, our signature somatic yoga and transformational wellness. And this is something which we've developed over 16, 17 years to be the optimal experience for people to have the balance of input and integration, rest, transformation, and new pleasure, full and transformational experiences. So imagine waking up not to the sound of a phone alarm, but to a gentle ding, someone playing a Tibetan bowl outside your door. Then to the sound of the birds, you walk out and maybe there are some butterflies dancing with the morning light. And it's silence. We always invite silence in the mornings. And serenity. And there are herbal teas and there's an elixir and maybe there's a little power ball so that if you feel you do want to eat something, you can. Our encouragement is to keep the system clear in the morning, but this is not a boot camp. This is a curious journey into what feels good and what feels right and what serves you best. So then the next sound of the Tibetan bowl, we come to a meeting point, an altar, with flowers from the island and herbs. And this is a moment that we ground and we set intentions for our practice, and we walk through the gardens barefoot until we come to the geodesic dome. And there we begin with an incredible soundtrack, a somatic flow combining breath and movement and introspection to feel and open our bodies and to open and deepen out of our heads and into our feeling sensory beings, into our hearts, attuning more and more to our divine intelligence that speaks through our body, feeling where there's tension and pain, feeling where we need to release. And as we come to complete this with restorative sequences to rebalance our nervous system, this is where we're able to really explore an inner space for insights to arise. Then with a beautiful morning elixir or super juice, which is brought within the dome, which Erica has alchemized for the morning, we then have an amazing morning meditation with Mayan cosmology from Marielle Whitmond, or a presence embodied meditation with self-inquiry by the incredible Stephanie Canavasio. Then there's a quantum co-coaching circle where we just share whatever is arising, realize how much we're all experiencing and in this together, share our learnings, and then head for an amazing brunch where Erica's tuning in to everyone's frequencies and divining an incredible eating journey before having time by the pool or in the gardens to receive massages, craniosacral therapy, reflexology, whatever during the initial one-to-one wellness consultation we've suggested, because everyone has personal programs of treatments and therapies in the afternoons tailored to your needs. Then at 5 o'clock, it's tea and empathy. There's a little snack, chance to reconnect. And then there's an evening sound bath. The third evening's a tapping and MET, giving you always tools to navigate and take away, diving deeper with transformational breath work. Coming out and rising with an ecstatic dance, soma breath, cacao carob ritual beneath the stars. And then on the final afternoon, taking you to a hidden cove where you can jump on a paddleboard if you wish, or simply swim in the turquoise waters. And as we give the altar back to say thank you to the sea and to Ibiza, it's a chance to continue to let go and come back in circle to explore what we're going to take away. And then we support people individually to integrate the experience with coaching, to follow up, to take back your own medicine, your own keys for ongoing self-healing and empowerment and growth back into reality.
Well, all the activities are in circles, I hear. So for you, it's very important that the community, I hear, like the circles in the retreat. I know the community of the island. Mm-hmm. I know that all of the therapists are people that live here. What would you like to say about community? What is the meaning of community for you personally in your life?
It's a great question. And I feel like there was the BC, the before COVID and the after COVID-a. I call it COVID-a because for me it really taught me about community. It was also when I separated and needed to expand out of my marriage, and it was our Ibiza community that helped me do this, because our retreats business was flatlined for a year and a half. And it was this feeling of being able to be raw and vulnerable and real and ask for help and be helped. It was people being able to offer me help and see me when I couldn't see myself. And there's something that happens when we're really being real, right? It's like, well, at least for me, it feels like I'm dropping into real presence because I'm not trying anymore. And when I think about the word community, it means with unity. It means there's a sense of harmony in between who we are, and this comes from harmonizing our hearts. So when we're talking about circles, the reason we do a lot of the work in circle and practices in circle is because this opens up the field of our heart, because our heart is 360 degrees of heart. And as we know, or many of us know, the heart has what's called a toroidal field, which is the same as the toroidal field of Mother Earth, which is moving from below up and out. So if you looked at us from behind, it looks like figure of eight that's sideways. And this moves then when we're in circle to the people to the sides of us. And it's like we want to harmonize. It's naturally part of our state of being, this deep desire to harmonize with one another. Because this is how we create a safety net, a network, a net that works. And so this for me is community. Is coming together in unity, where we can be real.
Would you share some words about your team members?
Well, we've all worked together on each other, giving and receiving for many years. That's the first thing I would say, is I am so grateful for these amazing beings. We've been able to be very real in each other's lives over many years, decades even. I've been supported through my pregnancies and out over the other side. We know each other's work. We trust each other's hands. We trust each other's visions and intentions. And I know that every single person that I work with has the same level of professional, heartfelt presence as the next. We're all in this together, and we've all got each other's backs. And what does that mean? You know, we all are in this together. There's no hierarchy. Everyone is a master and who is on our retreats working, because we're showing up with such full presence for all the people who are showing up on the retreats. And this can only come from people when they've really lived here and have been humbled by Ibiza's own journey of living here too.
When we live on the island, we have a certain level of awareness towards each other, towards our environment, towards nature, that we have been able to cultivate for years.
There's a heightened level of sensitivity here. We feel the moon cycles, we feel the cycles of nature deeply, the seasonal cycles. We look each other in the eye and we just know. It's a deep knowing. And this creates a field which guests come into onto our retreats. And they say immediately they've never felt something like this before. Or they say they feel like they're coming home.
It makes a total difference to go to a retreat where you know that the therapists are in tune with each other, that they are local, they are not flying from abroad, from somewhere else in the planet, and that they are in symphony with nature and with each other.
Absolutely. And you know that our children have played together, or we've looked after each other's children, or massaged that person's children, or the chef has made the birthday cake, or... And there is, again, there's this sensitivity to each other's needs in this way, that there's this deep loving care. And again, for me, this regenerational wellness has to start from the heart of the community creating that container, that we really genuinely care how everybody is as a whole organism.
Yeah, and so they are not just coming to a safe container, they are coming to a safety net.
Yes.
Of the island and of the therapist, of the team created, and that they all work together in harmony.
Absolutely.
Towards the highest well of the guests.
And again, whether it's one of our group retreats or it's a tailor-made journey for a young president's organization forum, for example, we're able to give people a deep dive into an experience of this delicious homecoming in a safety net of Ibiza community, because we all know each other, because we're all interconnected. And there is a sweetness and a playfulness in this. And we're all living our purpose in this way. And it feels like, yes, It feels like what we've been waiting for.
Are you talking with so much passion today? Do you think there is space for passion in the regenerative wellness yes. Realm?
What kind of passion are we talking about, Oriana?
What kind of passion would you like to open for your guests in your retreats?
The word passion, pass I on. For me, comes back to why did I feel so called to Ibiza when I was 17? Because I felt I could be myself. We talk about the spirit of Ibiza. For me, it's a place we can be free. Beloved friend and big sister Ilona from House of Colors, remember her saying to me right at the beginning, here is an island where you can truly be yourself, not care about what other people are thinking. Express yourself. Be yourself fully. And it's this giving ourselves permission to honor ourselves, our needs, to open our voice, to open our hearts, vocal journeys, dancing, singing, sharing, crying, dreaming, believing. And also allowing ourselves to feel all sorts of levels of pleasure and joy, which maybe had been, you know, put back or put behind achieving A, B, C, D, E, F, G, which was a big part of the old paradigm of create this, achieve that, do that, and then have. No, we've been shifting the paradigm since COVID to say, what about pleasure principles first? What about playfulness is the key? What about when we can access the joy and the passions of our inner child, our true soul's purpose, our essence, our joy, our playfulness, our pleasures, our sensuality? Then we have all the joy and we have all of the juiciness and we have the energy, the vital energy, and we have the imagination to dream our lives in every moment that anything and everything is possible. Ibiza refuge for dreamers, and Ibiza is a refuge for dreamers because for me she is an island where all are welcome here and all of this is welcomed. And it's also a part of embracing our dark as well as our light sides. I have many friends who live between Ibiza and Berlin, and that beautiful city of Berlin, and in that darkness there's so much light, and Ibiza has both. And so for me, this is also a key to the pleasure, is being able to embrace the naughty as well as the nice. Mm. And to give ourselves space for all of these parts of ourselves to be remembered and embraced and welcomed in.
You mentioned pleasure, playfulness, and also being able to yes, be like a child.
Yes.
How can people enjoy all those qualities?
We're not a tantric retreat organization. I want to be really, really, really clear. And yet, isn't everything about sensuality? Mm-hmm. Everything for me is about reawakening our feelings. What is awakening? To reconnect to feeling what is and embodying it means that we need to be able to welcome pain as well as pleasure as guidance and signposts and messages. And this, for me, is a really important part of what we call the somatic experiencing. So in our retreats, they're all about somatic experiencing. The holistic leadership. How do we know ourselves better? How do we become true leaders? We need to be able to be real with ourselves, to be able to be real with other people, right? So, yeah, the sensuality of this island, the sensing, the sweetness, the pleasures of life, which is reawakening our multisensory awareness, so much of which gets numbed when we're fast-tracking in an achievement-oriented society, which many people have come from and are exhausted by. So from the overstimulation of the outside world, we come back into the inner sensorial awareness of the inner worlds. And when we can do this, we can also enjoy the sensory deliciousness of human contact, conscious human touch, conscious human connection, and conscious human reconnection also with Mother Earth, walking on her barefoot. One of the most sensual experiences that there is, when we can really allow ourselves to do that, feeling the warmth of the sun kissing our body. This is really reawakening right to the full pleasures of life.
Yes, or swimming in the oceans.
And swimming in the ocean without suntan lotion. We're working with amazing creators and artisans on the island as well, offering the shampoos, conditioners, sun, lotions, potions, so that everyone who comes on the retreats immediately can have the opportunity to invest consciously in something which isn't going to harm our island, so that when we go swimming in the turquoise waters and the emerald seas, which are colour baths of colour frequency, we're not messing up the alchemy of the oceans, of the waters. Yes. For me, it's coming back to this consciousness of touch, of connection, and of how we're interacting with the world around us.
So all the activities and all the products the participants are exposed to in the retreat are nourishing and are in harmony with the environment.
That's exactly the transition that we're transitioning into. And I say that because we are doing our best to take baby steps with integrity, with curiosity, with playfulness. And the other thing that we're talking about pleasures, is energetic pleasures. People talk about the chakras and the energy system. We teach and we share about all layers of the energetic fields. I've been studying and practicing integrative quantum medicine for 7 years now as well. And there's the physical body, there's the prana, the mana, the chi, and then there's the quantum field of interconnectivity. And then there's the mycelium networks beneath the earth. So we do a lot of incubation and sharings and exploration around this. And this for me is the real tantra, his presence and sensuality with our inner world and with all the outer worlds, with our energy systems, and knowing how to curate and cultivate our energy levels. And from here, how to regulate our emotions, our energy and motion. Because I don't know about you, but I feel most of us are really on emotional roller coasters. And I know that retreats are a place where people can finally give themselves permission to explore how to release suppressed emotions, how to process them, what they mean without judgment. And only when a lot of this heavier stuff has been released, the guilt, the blame, the shame, when we come back to more compassion, forgiveness and acceptance, can the playfulness really come to rise. Which is why the ecstatic dance and also the five rhythms, thank you Chris Corners, is also more to the end, with lots of joyful music, also from amazing DJs and live musicians as well.
Wow, Lara, so I have the feeling that the listeners can have already an idea of what they can encounter if they decide to go to one of your retreats. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Purely gratitude. I feel really, really grateful to have welcomed now thousands of people into journeys here in Ibiza. I feel so grateful to have had the honor of witnessing so many people transforming their lives. I feel so grateful to this island and this island community for trusting me and working with me. And every time we begin any of these journeys, it's a spaceship. And it's because of the love and the harmony and the presence of everyone involved. I feel very grateful to be stewarding these experiences and to call this my work. And actually, it's a service that I just feel very, very honoured by and with. So I feel very, very grateful that I'm able to continue to do this. And honestly, I would really love to give Ibiza retreats to the island as much as possible. And my wish is, please, all of you guys, conscious chefs out there, let's shop and source consciously from all the local providers in our island. Let's bring the awareness back. Let's bring our guests to the farm so that they can get their hands and feet in the soil. And remember that we can practice all the yoga and meditation in the world, but actually getting grounded is really about this reconnection with Mother Earth through our own rituals and practices. So let's cultivate this.
And also for the guests that come to your retreat, just coming back home with all these tools to be able to self-regulate back home is so important. From also then, they being able to buy local food in their city that maybe they were not doing until they come and experience how it feels to walk on the earth or to taste these local products that people on the island have cultivated and cooked with so much love. I feel after those experiences, they can also integrate it in their lives.
Absolutely. And what you've talked about with this regulation, we give this self-regulation. We are grateful to technology to be able to give people tools to take away, guided meditations and breath work, exercises, really practical ways to shift through challenging transitions on a daily basis. And with the guidance of our chefs and our teams and the therapists that we work with and the musicians and the artists, giving so many tools that people can anchor back and share in the world around us. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Lara, for bringing all these possibilities of expansion for people. Thank you also for talking about regenerative wellness. I think you are a pioneer on that, on also tailoring these retreats and also offering them for families. May also families regenerate and may we also come back to real values.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you, Ayana.
When you feel you're all, when you feel you can't let go, I will hold you in my arms, I will hold you till you're calm, and it feels like home, and it feels like home, and it feels like home, and it feels like home. When you're feeling small.
your fault, and it feels